What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. Now, I just ordered her a waterproof phone case. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And I don't get it.
I don't get it. Good.
I don't get it. Why is it good?
Good, because your mind is in the right place, not in the wrong place.
Would you be willing to elaborate?
Sure. I'm trying to give you some hints.
Oh.
To see if you'd pick up on it.
Still nothing.
A little phone sex, if you will.
Oh. Mm. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You're picking up what I'm putting down?
Mm-hmm.
With Sunny and Vea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
That was a multi-camera shoot. I hope Sunny got the live feed from the TLC production
team.
Yeah,
that is so interesting to me. And we'll talk about it later because we've seen Muslim guys on the show over and over and over, very protective of their ladies.
Yeah.
Covering their ladies. Putting them in a bathing suit that covered them all.
A burkini, if you will.
Yeah, and this guy, he just like, just show it all to everyone.
Send me a link. Yeah.
Very different.
Well, he's now in South Africa.
True, but he still goes to the mosque.
Very
he
true.
Still prays. So that would be one thing if he was a Muslim and then said, you know what, like changed my mind, doing something else.
Yeah.
But he still follows what he has to follow as a Muslim man. So that's why I find it so interesting.
Different strokes for different folks.
True.
And as we've talked about many times, there's different flavors of religion. You know, I went to a more reformed temple growing up where the rabbi was strumming a six string and singing at the top of his lungs. And then I've been to temples of friends and family where it's quite a bit stricter.
Mm.
No guitar in sight, Teresa. Just a shofar. Just a horn section.
Was it so loose that you didn't even have to wear a yarmulke?
I probably didn't have to, but you know I'm a fan of the yarmulke, the kippah. And so I popped one on when I walked in just to show some respect to the big man. But no, you could do whatever you want. You could dress however you wanted. It was very cash. And so that's the thing with religion is kind of people do it at their own pace. And so Sonny was doing it at his own pace, if you know what I mean.
Showing us all.
Showing all, yes. All right. We will talk about Sunny and Vea. We'll talk about all the couples. We'll talk about a new couple, which is always fun to see.
New couple who does.
Well, I'll tell you who it is when we get there. But it's I think it's going to be a good couple. And there's still more new couples to come, if you could stand it. If there's even more room, if you have the appetite for it.
This show has been great.
This season's incredible so
great.
Far. All right. We'll talk about that shortly. Before we do, real quick, a little business. Guys, we're on Patreon and Supercast. What are we doing over there? We're currently talking about 90 Day the Other Way. That's also quite the season.
Ooh.
Quite the onion that keeps unraveling, the gift that keeps on giving. If you want to hear our thoughts on that season, join us on the Patreon. Join us on the Supercast. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality, MarriedToReality.Supercast.com. It's ad-free at all levels. If you want the other way, that is starting at the Cousins Club for audio only. You want video of us doing that podcast? That's the Family Affair level. The Family Affair also gets you a monthly bonus. It's a good time. Check it out, Patreon and Supercast.
Yes.
Also, follow us on Instagram, @MarriedToRealityPod, mainly because we get to chat with you, or Teresa gets to chat with you.
I sure do. And a lot of you guys always send me stuff that I know John would love to see. So don't you worry. I pass it along.
This past week, the Instagram chat was blowing up.
Yeah, so many 90 days news or what would you call it? Bombshells.
A lot of bombshells.
From left, from the right, from all over the place.
All over the place. So thank you guys for calling in. Make sure you guys are following along on Instagram so you can call in and chat with us @MarriedToRealityPod. Also, give us a follow wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as Tiger Lily's wedding gown because I loved it.
All right.
I know it was a little more conservative, but it was still she showed of her figure.
Yes.
It looked very nice.
All right.
It was probably like $100,000.
At least.
But it was beautiful.
All right. Smash like it's as hot as Tiger Lily. Just in general. She's a very hot lady. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, if you could, that would make our week, make our month. Who knows? It's up to you what you write. But if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Absolutely.
All right. It's been a busy week in the 90-day world.
Busy indeed.
What do you say we do a little 90-day by the way?
I'm curious to see which one you picked because the platform is your oyster.
All right. Well, something old, something new.
All right. You
know, something borrowed, something blue. So here's a new one that I am borrowing, actually. Shout out to our friend April.
Yeah.
For this one. April called in on the Married to Reality hotline, the Instagram, and she shared this story with us. If this story was about anyone else in the 90-day world, I wouldn't believe the story. I'd be like, this is scam. This is just PR for PR's sake, or someone's making it up. But it's a story about small Ed, so it checks out. I believe it. Plus, even though I'm the authority on 90-day news, people come here for the news.
Exactly.
People reported on it, TMZ reported on it, Us Weekly, Page Six. So there we go.
And so many of you actually send us this story. April just happened to be the first one.
If you want your name in lights, you got to get in there early. So thank you.
Thank you to everyone who shared it because you guys, like, it was overwhelming how many small Ed stories I got.
Yeah. So small Ed, big deal. Here is the story. Small Ed is engaged.
I call BS.
Engaged, Theresa. So, if that's not shocking enough, you're wondering who is he engaged to? Who would be dumb enough to engage with him in that sort of manner? Well, I'm not going to say this lady is dumb, but she may just be unaware because she hasn't spent much time with him. They got engaged after knowing each other for 24 hours.
Apparently, she's a huge fan of Small Ed, so I would say she is aware.
Yeah, she's probably a little aware. So he went to Florida for like a publicity event.
Of course he went to Florida.
Just move here already, Small Ed. This is where you belong, in the swamps.
Guys, we don't talk shit Florida. We, as you know, we live here.
Yeah.
But it's wild things happen in Florida. And I don't just talk about the gators everywhere.
Yeah. So he was down in Florida for some event at a sandwich shop. And you're right. They promoted this event, so people knew he was going to be there. This woman knew he was going to be there. She shows up. They start chatting. They start hugging. And they hit it off. They have a good time. He ends up inviting her to dinner the next night. He's going out with a group of friends, so he says, why don't you come have dinner with me and my friends? While they're at this dinner, Small Ed, being Small Ed, gets down on one knee and proposes with what looks to me like the metal ring you keep your keys on, because he's obviously not prepared. He doesn't have a ring.
No, I've read that he got it. It's something that he just like made a quick ring out of.
A napkin holder from the restaurant?
I forgot what it was because again, I get so many stories and I did read them all.
And here's how much of a moron this woman is. And I hate to use that word lightly, but she said yes. She wanted, after 24 hours, so not knowing this man in person, he's out with friends, right? Doesn't even invite her on a solo date. Gets down on one knee and proposes with a bent paperclip.
I call this publicity. Wanna see publicity stunt. Wanna stay relevant.
Okay, that's a new word, Theresa. Just invented.
Which one? I said a lot.
I think you said wannasty.
Wanna stay.
Which is a mixture of honesty and check, I think.
Wanna stay relevant.
I also would say that's probably accurate. Because woman wants 15 minutes and Ed wants to extend his 15 minutes.
Yeah, and he wants to keep his whatever he's doing out there. I don't know if he's on OnlyFans. I hope not.
She's his only fan, so.
Yeah, definitely a publicity stunt. But imagine if they actually get married. I would still say a publicity stunt.
Me too.
I hope he pays it on the side or she's getting something out of this.
Yeah.
Besides her 15 minutes of fame, because that is going to fade very, very quickly.
Yeah. I would say congrats to the couple, but who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? All right. Thank you, April. Great story. By the way, number two, I'm ashamed to admit it took me so long to uncover this story. Okay?
Okay.
Julian of Debbie and Julian.
Uh-huh.
Julian's an actor.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of this. So he may have been in law enforcement at one point. We saw him playing that part on the season.
Well, I thought that's his most recent job.
No. More recently, he's been playing law enforcement on TV. I think maybe 10-ish years ago, he was in the force.
Wait. That's crazy then. If he was portraying himself as a cop while he was protecting his mom, he had a cop car.
Okay, so maybe I'm just not as up to date, but the last time I saw any relation to him and the police was 2017. There may be something more recent that's just not on record that I couldn't find, but he's definitely played cops and detectives on TV. So, ooh, according to his IMDb, he's been on several series and movies. Zombieland 2, MacGyver, Birds of Fire, and even an episode of Personal Injury Court, which is like a very low-rent Judge Judy.
So I did see that, and it said that him and his wife own a llama farm.
Correct.
Is he married then?
I doubt it, but I think they play up these stories. I don't even think it was his real name on this
show. So he does not own a llama farm?
Well, they do. Remember, didn't Debbie have llamas? Or
it was an alpaca farm.
Sure, it was an alpaca
But she
farm.
Wanted to get one. She mm-hmm. didn't own one.
Interesting. Well,
this
you're
is,
right.
This is wild.
The story of this lawsuit was that he was being sued for $100,000 because this woman was attacked by his llamas at a birthday party. So maybe he rents his llamas.
Yeah, llamas can spit.
Yeah, they can. So interesting. And it just makes me wonder, was this whole Debbie storyline a ploy to get Julian back on TV to further his career? Because you know the things a mother will do for their son. Maybe this is that.
Well, yes and no. Because he was just... he wasn't really acting. He was there. He was the protective son. He was a cop. Like, he wasn't really... like, we've seen other kids of 90 Days on the show who definitely went after fame, like Jamal, right?
True.
Julian is kind of in and out. Like, he's never... I always thought, until now, I guess, that he was the real deal. He's a cop, loves his mom. He's doing this for his mom. He appears on the show for Debbie. That's it.
Well... one of those things is true, and then the other may not be. Is I think he's clearly on the show for fame, maybe a little bit, or just he likes being on TV because he's done it on his own accord in the past.
Apparently.
But the other thing is, who knows how much he actually filmed and was involved, and then it just got left on the editing room floor. Mm. He could have filmed so many scenes thinking, oh, I'm really going to be part of the show, and then the editors just took it a different way.
That's a good point.
So either way, he's an actor. He may very well still be a cop, but definitely an actor.
I hope he is a cop, or he was a cop.
Definitely
at the time
was.
At the time of filming, because it would be fucked up if he just portrayed himself as one. I don't think it's even like illegal to play a cop if you're not one. Because this is a reality TV. This is not CIS Miami.
But he didn't show, I don't recall. He didn't show like any branch or, right? He didn't say a city.
No, but there was a cop car.
Yeah, but people buy used cop cars all the time and then drive behind me on the highway. And then I freak out thinking I'm getting pulled over, but it's just someone who wanted a Crown Vic.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the story. Thank you for everyone who sent in the news this week. It was a busy week.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Wild.
Let's do it. The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 4. We're really doing it.
I love the season so much. I feel like I don't even know what we covered at last because there's just so much things going on. But this is definitely my favorite, like, ever.
It's really a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
A lot of new storylines. Obviously all new faces, which is nice.
And interesting storylines where you have, it's all inclusive now. It's sure. It doesn't matter if you, as I said before, at the beginning, it was, you know, 90 Day Season 1. It was the stereotypical older woman, younger guy trying mm-hmm. to get the green card, or with a few real couples too.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a, you know, stereotypical anyway.
A little step and repeat.
Yeah, introducing the Americans to the idea of like, hey, unlucky in love in the US, bring in a foreigner.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, well, let's open it up to everyone.
Yeah. I mean, international love comes in all shapes and sizes.
Exactly. And I love it.
Yeah. We're learning it here. So, all right, let's start with Tiger Lily and Adnan. And it's interesting you bring up the older woman, younger man storyline, because the age difference hasn't been an issue at all here yet.
Because she looks like she's 30.
She looks like she's 19. But there's a 20 there's a 20-year age gap
yeah.
here. And in many other seasons or with many other couples, that would be a story in and of itself. Not here, hasn't come up once.
Yeah, because somehow they do look equal. I think it's usually when it's like, I hate to say it, but in your face, when it's visible
right.
that the woman is significantly older.
Debbie and Uzama.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, many, many others. I think the issue that we usually see with these couples, besides the fact that most of them are being scams, I don't think this one is a scam, but the kids.
True.
Right? The kiddos.
True.
So I'm curious to see how this is, what's going to happen. But hey, they both seem to be very loaded. So you can get a surrogate.
I think Adnan may be wealthier than Tiger Lily.
Yeah, he definitely, I called it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering, because look at his scars. Look at all his families, what they're wearing.
I don't want to jump the gun here, but pretty sure they rode to the wedding in a Rolls Royce.
I think so.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't think Tiger Lily was paying for any of this.
No, absolutely not. I think maybe she paid for her own dress and she paid for her glam squad. But yeah, I don't think she rented the Rolly. I don't think she paid for the venue.
Well, she doesn't even know what's going on because she says, well, I did nothing for the planning. It's all Adnan. There's going to be more than 200 people and I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. And shocker, her first wedding was a shotgun wedding.
Yeah, just at the courthouse. So she's never had a nice wedding dress or a wedding party or any of the wedding fun things that we all who got married having a wedding and wedding party love to do.
I wonder if her ex made his money after they got married. Because I don't know. If I was a millionaire, I definitely don't think I would want to get married at a courthouse with a shotgun wedding.
I mean, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard did that.
At a courthouse?
Uh-huh. They spent like $60 on their wedding.
Hmm. Do they explain why?
I don't know. I think maybe he was going through some addiction issues too. Okay. I don't know if that has anything to do with that, or they both, I think, like the environment and money's trying to save money and whatever.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm just making it up, but I do know that they did a courthouse wedding.
All right. But either way, this is Tiger Lily's first wedding because she says her ex was so controlling. She didn't even have friends, so she couldn't go to her friends' weddings.
So not that this is her first actual nice wedding she's having for herself. This is her first wedding she's ever going to attend.
Yeah.
You know, the first wedding I've attended, if I don't count when I was a little child, I went to some of my parents' friends' wedding and I was pumping beer for everyone. It was my role.
Okay.
That was the one I went with you, a wedding of your friend, Evan.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah, it was the first wedding I've ever been to as an adult.
Yeah, well, you still went to others previously.
No, I didn't.
You just said you went to your parents' friends' weddings or something.
Yeah, when I was like 7.
Counts.
Does it?
Yeah, I think so.
It doesn't. I feel like, well, it does and it doesn't. I think being an adult or in a couple going to weddings is a different when you're 7 and you take over the bar and you pump beer for everyone.
Yeah, nobody should be doing that, but you still went to a wedding. And I, yeah, maybe Tiger Lily is being a little hyperbolic. Maybe she did go to her, I don't know, some family weddings growing up, but as an adult, this is her first.
Yes.
So finally, Cruz and Shay are getting some work done. This has been a vacation from the start for them, but now that finally they're there to work.
I almost feel like Tiger Lily also brought them as, okay, the glam squad / friends, okay, having someone there for her, yeah. Even if it's for, hey, so I have some crisis, or Adnan isn't who he said he was, right? I think they came, it was a deal that, hey, you're going to make me look pretty when I need to, but you guys can also do a vacation.
But not even that. How about the fact that she is getting married? And wouldn't you want representation from your friends and family there?
True.
So her ex was so controlling. She didn't have friends. Maybe she was distanced from her family, but she's stayed tight with her glam squad. So this is her representation at the wedding.
So Shy, I think Shy is a makeup artist and her partner is a hairstylist.
Is it Shy or Shay? I thought it was Shay.
Maybe Shay.
I think it's Shay.
So Adnan's leaving. He has his own glam squad.
And this whole thing from the start and every step of the way is just so over the top. He's got his glam squad. She's got her glam squad. And then there's videographers there to document the entire day.
Well, okay. Let's not skip ahead because Adnan's leaving, making sure that the hairstylist is only touching her hair and asking for Shay to be there all the time, right?
Yeah, Cruz can't do Tiger Lily's hair without a chaperone because Cruz is a man.
Yes. So he leaves and obviously Shay and I keep forgetting his name.
Cruz.
They're kind of picking up on the control, right? Ooh, like you didn't want any other controlling relationship. You got rid of one. What do you think? And Tiger Lily is almost positive about it. She says, you know, like, but he's doing it because he loves me. He just wants me for himself.
It's so unhealthy. And it's something you hear, I think, a lot with people who are in abusive or controlling relationships. It's like, oh, he hits me because he loves me. That's how much he loves me. I'm his most prized possession.
But unlike many others that we've seen on the show over the years, like, Adnan keeps caving in on what she wants. She does wear tight dresses. She does show her skin. He has two male videographers following her around getting ready. Like, I think he is strict, but not as strict as he maybe portrays himself to be or as many maybe his family members are. He's definitely caving in.
Yeah. Here's how wealthy I think Adnan is. He's paying for videographers to follow them around when there's already a TLC production crew following them around that's actually paying them. So in a sense, TLC is giving them $1,000 or whatever. And then Adnan's like, you know what? I'm going to take that $1,000 and I'm going to hire other people to film. Your film is not good enough. I'm going to hire someone else to film.
Well, but that's going to be more professional in a way that it's not going to be filmed as a documentary, right?
They're not going to be
arguments and fights and oh, I think Adnan is controlling you. I don't think that's going to be part of this wedding video.
It won't be a part of the final cut, but it's going to be part of the footage because they're standing there filming the same exact thing the TLC
cameras. I think
it's
going to have nice music. It's going to be something to remember.
You're talking about post-production. I'm talking about they're paying someone to film exactly what TLC's filming. They can just, I could cut a wedding video from everything we've got already from this season. I just strip out the audio, add some Michael Bublé, and we have a wedding video.
Sure. But this one might be, you know, some slow-mo, some like
post-production.
Glam shot.
So you're talking all about post-production.
All right.
Just trying to save the guy a little money.
I don't think he needs to. It seems like it.
Tell us what you do, Adnan, because.
Well, he's a model.
Tell us what your family does, Adnan.
I think he has family money.
Yeah, the whole thing is wild. But yes, Tiger Lily, not in a healthy headspace with this talk about how this is great. This makes me realize how much he loves me. It's like, no, it makes you realize how controlling he is.
Yeah. The glam squad wants to know about the sexy time. Like, was there a sexy time? Because you guys are already married. And Tiger Lily says, oh, yeah. There was sexy time, and he did not act like a virgin. So maybe because he's watching porn, which Glam Squad was prepared. Someone did a research saying, well, it's illegal in Jordan. But I feel like if you can rent Rolls Royals.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that fancy car.
Uh-huh.
You can get porn.
Yes and no. It's blocked probably on
the
internet.
Have you ever used a VPN?
Fair enough. Talking to Lily's like, I don't think he looked at porn. I think it's just caveman type stuff. You just know, you naturally know what to do.
Yes.
And even if Adnan didn't visually see anything, boys talk, there's chatter in the schoolyard. You figure it out together.
I guess.
But back to the videographer thing for one second. I almost wonder if Adnan and his family, if they're like local celebs, like are they the Kardashians of Jordan? Because it seemed over the top to film this in the way they were filming it. It's almost like they want to have this footage for a show or for their social media, for content.
Maybe.
Because he's a model, right? Yeah. Like, there's something else going on here that we don't know about.
Something else is going on, but we're ready. We're ready for the wedding. Tiger Lily puts her beautiful gown on.
Yeah.
We're ready.
First look. They did a first look.
They did, which I was surprised, but I think maybe that's something she brought from America. We don't do it in Czech. We don't do a first look.
When do you see each other?
At the altar.
Okay. Yeah. Married at first sight style.
Kind of, but you know who you're marrying.
You know who you're marrying. You just don't know what they're going to look like because
yes,
you guys love to do something different, which I always find hilarious.
What do you mean?
And I'm going to take the phone off the hook because I'll get shit for this comment. But it's like, I love you. I'm very attracted to you. That's why I was excited to marry you. I'm just saying you in general sense. I thought you looked beautiful. But it's like then on the one day where we're celebrating this love and this commitment, a lot of these women come out, they look completely different than they ever looked in their entire life. A new hairstyle they've never done, makeup they've never done, wearing an outfit they've never worn. I'm like, who are you? Right?
That's a good point.
I look the same, just a little fancier.
Good point. Okay.
All right. Let's move on.
So, they do first look. Adam's loving it. Loving it.
Yeah.
Tiger Lily is loving it. And they're only hugging, which I was like, hey, you're already married. You can give each other a big boop. But apparently, they're not supposed to boop in public, even if they're married.
Yeah.
So they get in this Royce to Royals. No?
Not even close.
So you said
Rolls Royce.
Kind of close.
No.
I just didn't know how to spell it. So I said Royce to Royals.
Yikes.
And they're heading to the posh party. And we see the party for about 3 seconds. Posh. Posh.
You're lucky you're so beautiful.
Not right now, but.
No. All right.
No?
Yes.
Take it back. Jeez, we're gonna have a chat.
Did I say no?
Yeah.
Roll the tape. You look beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Brian. Next. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm nervous. Take it away, Teresa.
Brian and Ingrid.
First morning in Brazil. Brian is coming in hot.
Very hot.
I said it last episode. I thought it was a little too much too soon. The internets agree with me.
Yeah.
And he's still going for it. Maybe that half blue hasn't worn off, but he's all over Ingrid, all up in her morning grill.
Yes. Honestly, a lot of these couples would be. It's just, it's different because Ingrid's never been around someone with a disability.
Yeah, it's not even that. He's just throwing everything at her all at once.
Yeah.
The one thing he should have thrown at her early on, he did not. So he's keeping some secrets to himself. Mm-hmm. But right out of the gate, he's very physical and forward and sharing his bathroom habits and this. And I understand. I think he wants to get it out there and see how she reacts because he's like, am I wasting my time?
Yeah.
If she rejects me, I want to know sooner rather than later. But I think you need to recreate the love and fall in love in person. Whether you've fallen in love online first or not, you still need to kind of redo that in person. And Brian's just out of the gate, up in her business.
Yes, but they did not bang.
They did not.
I think he just scared her off by showing her the condom that the condom wrapper and told her he needs to glue to his penis.
So, no sex, but smiles on their faces this morning, they say.
Yeah. One thing that kind of bothers me about Ingrid is she keeps saying this over and over and over, which makes me think that that's a really big issue for her. She says, well, I'm concerned because he was telling me that he's so independent. He lives by himself, but yet he asked me to install the driving stick in the car and help him with the clothes and help him in the shower. So I don't think he's as independent as he says he is. And if she said it once, I'll be like, okay, you're observing. She said it multiple times. And I know Brian's testing her to a certain level.
Yeah.
But still, like, that's her thing. And it makes me feel like, okay, well, so you're saying that if he needs a little bit of help, that's an issue for you already.
Yes and no. I hear what you're saying, but I also wonder if production is laying the groundwork for the idea that he's keeping secrets from her, lying to her, because she says, oh, yeah, I'm happy with Brian, but I'm confused because he did say he was so independent. Now I'm thinking maybe he's not telling the truth. What else isn't he telling the truth about? Mm. So I think you're right, but I also think maybe this is just laying the groundwork for the story to come, which is that, hey, Brian hasn't been very honest about some other things.
Good point. And, well, he hasn't.
Oh, boy.
Because they're going to head to her town. He's staying in a hotel because her house isn't wheelchair accessible, and she's kind of going to split her time between her home and the hotel.
Yeah. So it's a long drive. It's going to be a few hours drive. Great. Plenty of time to talk. And while they're in the car talking, Brian is like, oh, I'm looking forward to meeting your friends. Looking forward to meeting your family. Ingrid hasn't told many people, if anyone, about Brian.
Which is concerning to Brian.
Yeah.
But I think she wants to see for herself first, because there is a part of me that I understand. It's not very usual, to fall in love with someone from a different country online, not see them for 2 years. Now they're coming. Like, you don't know what to expect, especially someone who's in a wheelchair that you've never even dealt with.
Yeah. And yeah, some people may have opinions and you don't want to have to deal with those opinions. But you also should let someone know in case you end up murdered and on the side of the road.
True.
Like, hey, here's who's coming.
True.
If I don't respond for a few hours, come send the search party.
Like, and it's completely different. But when did you tell your parents about me? You didn't tell them right away.
No, but I told them before I brought you over.
Well, that was 6 months.
But he's coming from another country. And you're going to run into your parents at some point.
You did tell your parents pretty early on, actually, because you got sick.
Yeah.
And your mom knew that I offered to take care of you.
Okay.
Even though I thought you were ghosting me.
Yeah. I think the difference is my parents are curious about me and my life. And so they ask, and I'm not going to keep secrets from them. I don't know that I would be the first to volunteer the information without being asked. And so maybe Ingrid's parents or friends, like, don't even care. They don't even ask. And so she's not going to volunteer it, because she says, oh yeah, my dad, he's hard headed. He's got his opinions. And so he seems like maybe they don't have the best relationship.
Yeah. So Brian was like, oh, how old is your dad? Oh, I was like 53, 54. And Brian was like, oh, so he's my age.
Yeah.
Which, that's news to Ingrid, because apparently, and I don't know who to believe. I would normally say, oh, it's the language barrier, but Brian speaks both languages.
Brian speaks both languages, and apparently his age was on his dating profile.
Yeah, so he said that, oh, I'm 51. I never was hiding my age. And I can see that. This guy has been through a lot, whether it's his fault or not his fault. Everyone has a different view on this. But I don't think his age is the one thing he's going to hide. Like, he's been very open about everything else.
Not really. I mean, he's open. He's so open, too open about some things, and then not open at all about others. So I don't know. He could pass for 45. So yeah. I could see him wanting to maybe put the age he feels like or looks like. But at the same time, yeah, I don't know. I don't know who to believe here.
Shaving 6 years, I mean, 45 or 51, that's, for me, there is no difference because, let's say, for example, she wants to have kids, right?
Yeah.
I think 45 and 51, it's both a little late in someone's life to wanting to have kids, right? If he said he was 35 and he is 50, well, then there is a difference because it's a different stage of life.
I don't know. I think there is a big difference between 40s and 50s, and that's what he did, is he took himself to a different decade.
Well, okay. They started dating. Apparently, as Ingrid says, he told her he was 43. In the reality, he was 49. Still 40s.
No.
Yes.
2 years. They started dating
2 years ago. She thought now he's 45.
How old is he now?
Saying he's 51.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. It's weird. I kind of believe her more, but at the same time, I'm sure she was chatting to multiple men. And so maybe one of the men she was chatting with had 43 and she got confused.
Also, you've been together for 2 years. You hit two different birthdays. Like, you wouldn't say like, oh, happy 44th birthday.
You know what would make it a lot easier?
What?
If they had the same birthday, like Sarper and Shekinah.
Very true. But there's still, there's different age.
I know. So, okay. Here's where the truth comes out. The question we've all been asking, the answer we've all been waiting for.
Yes. Ingrid asks, thank you.
What's the story? You never told me the whole story about the accident. And
it's a wild story.
It's a wild story. And the way Brian tells it, it's just kind of wild and just casual. It's like, I don't think I ever told you I sold drugs, right?
Yeah, he definitely, I don't know if it was, he was nervous to tell her. So he tried to like, I don't want to say dumb it down, but make it sound like super casual. It's like, oh, I went to Publix and bought a bread and a butter. And also I sold the drugs. Like very casual.
Which is like a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, okay, he used drugs or he even sold like weed or something in high school. This was like he was involved.
Yes. And he said that's how he met his second wife. He's like, every day I drank, I was drinking, I was doing cocaine.
A case of beer a day, chased it with 3 grams of cocaine. And
that's
then he would sell. Like that is whatever your perception of Brian is, if you're Ingrid. That is so far removed, I think, from what you thought Brian was. That's just like a reality check.
Yeah, because the initial story, the story he told us when we met him, and I'm sure that's the story she knows, is that, oh shit, he got shot and he got paralyzed.
Well, he was carjacked, which is a half truth, right? That's sort of what happened, more or less, but what led to the carjacking is the real story. And that's what he didn't tell everyone at first.
So he said, I did all this, drunk every day, did cocaine. I didn't care about anything because I was making a lot of cash. But then one day I was like, you know what? Not for me. I want to move on. I told my wife, I want to get a divorce. I just want to start a new chapter. Because he made it sound like the wife was involved in the drugs and all that too.
Yeah.
Well, wrong move.
Well, no, right move.
Well, right move.
Sad outcome.
Sad outcome. Yes, that's a better way to say it because the wife did not like this.
Yeah.
It's rejection and she did not take it well.
Yeah.
To the point that she ordered 2 guys to carjack him.
Yeah.
She admitted to it later.
I wonder, because I don't know. I'm not in the crime game, but I've never heard of someone ordering a carjacking. Okay. You order a hit.
I think that's him saying carjacking is, I don't want to say dumbing it down, but
You keep saying dumbing it down. Well, you keep saying you don't want to say dumbing it down.
Yeah. I'm trying to find a better expression. It's just not coming to me.
Yeah, I understand. So, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to
Oversimplify it or.
Yeah. Maybe he did say that because he did break her heart, let's say. But if it was, I wonder if she went to jail for this too.
Yeah.
But maybe if it's carjacking, it's less of a sentence. Like, I don't know.
I think it ended up as an attempted carjacking, but it may have been ordered as something more serious.
It's definitely, he got shot.
Yeah. Well, apparently they were trying to take his car. The guys had guns and he tried to get the gun and he was shot. But it's like, again, I don't know anyone who's been the victim of an ordered carjacking.
Listen, everything's possible.
Unless he had a Royce Rolls-y or whatever you called it.
Royce Royals.
Right, exactly. Seriously. If he had one of those, I could see someone ordering that.
Or maybe he had the drugs in the car.
True.
Can make money.
True. Either way, this was a lot for Ingrid. And quite a lot to learn on the way to introduce Brian to your family.
Yes.
This is a lot to digest and then be like, all right, let's put a smile on and let me introduce you to my mom and dad.
Yeah. Ingrid wants to know, okay, who can guarantee me that he's not using drugs anymore? And Brian is disappointed by her reaction. But it's like, dude, you just dropped a total bombshell on her.
Yeah.
Like, of course she's going to react this way.
Yeah.
I almost feel like that's something he should have told her before he came to Brazil.
Totally.
That's a very important piece of the puzzle. About him, like that's what changed his life.
Yeah, and that sort of is what Ingrid says, and it was, I think, kind of offensive when she said, "Well, maybe you'd still be using and dealing if you were able to walk." And it's like, "Well, no, because he chose to get out of the game, and that's what actually ended up getting him in this situation in the first place. Was that he was like, I need to stop. I need to." Change my life. And then he paid the price for it. So I think he's cleaned up his act. I think he's straightened out.
Yeah.
He should have shared this information with Ingrid prior to getting there.
Yeah, he should have.
But I think he's on a better path now. And I would hope Ingrid realizes that.
We'll see. Because we get to the hotel, Brian's going to hit the pool. Ingrid is going to go and check on the fish order.
Yeah, kind of surprised she has an appetite. After learning all that, I would be like, all right, I can't eat.
I'm always hungry.
I could go for a drink, but I don't know
True.
If I could eat. Yeah, so we learned.
We did, and that was definitely a wild story.
Yes. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break.
Okay.
Collect our thoughts. When we come back, we'll go to the Philippines, Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll be back in a second.
Hey guys, if you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere in our food, water, air, even our skincare, and they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. Should we head to the Philippines?
Let's go. Let's talk about Lauren and Fate.
Gotta go to the market. It's a must do. When you're traveling abroad, you go to the market.
Lauren is acting like he won this Powerball. I was going to say Super Bowl. Oh. It's really not my day with the words, but it came to me.
It's okay.
Because they get to the market and apparently, well, before we go there, they're talking money. And he says, well, I want to exchange my money. And she says, so how much? And he said, all the money I have, about $45.
46?
Maybe.
45, 46, we'll see. Got to put these pennies together and see what we can make.
He makes it sound like he has more. It's pending somewhere, which in reality, it's his one last paycheck.
But also, what job does he work that has direct deposit? He crawls around on a strip club floor shoving singles into his pockets.
Well, he has multiple jobs. That's why I'm surprised that I get it. America's expensive. We all know it. But if you have multiple jobs, you're not able to. And I know he saved up money for the flight and all that, but like, I don't know.
He has multiple of the wrong jobs.
Of the wrong jobs, totally.
And he's bad with money. So he could be making a decent salary, but he
livable salary.
But he blows it. Like we saw when they got to the market, he realized he had money. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to spend this money now.
Yeah, he's like, oh, for the first time, I can just buy whatever I want. I love this market. They have goods. They have food. Everything's cheap. He bought a fake Crocs for $3 so his feet can really, really sting.
Yeah, buy the real Crocs. Past sponsor. Get the real Crocs.
Yeah.
Don't be getting those fake Crocs in the Philippines, even though you can afford it. But this is why he wants to live in the Philippines. He's like, oh, my money goes so much further. I'm like Daddy Warbucks over here.
Faye's picking up on all this. She says, because he ends up buying her hand towels. He's like, oh, you want the hand towels? How much is it? $2? Please.
Yeah, not good with money.
No, and Faye said, well, I'm not with him for his money.
Good, because he's not going to have any.
He does not have any. But it's concerning because she works hard.
Yeah.
I think for someone who works hard and is trying to save money and live a good life, seeing someone like him, it's hard. I don't think I could deal with it.
Well, she knows that she's going to work hard. She's going to make money. And if they're in a relationship and then her money becomes his money, he's going to spend her money.
Oh, totally. He's going to be in this market every single day.
So they finish up the market. And now they're going to go meet Faith's coworker, Mama Ding, who lives on the 6th floor of the hotel, a.k.a. the storage floor.
Yes.
Mama Ding.
What's her name?
Mama Ding,
I wrote down Mama Ding.
Close. I think I didn't look how to spell it, to be honest. I heard Ding. I wrote Ding.
I heard Ding. I wrote Ding.
Right.
Like Mama Ding.
All right. either way, it's sort of like Faith's second mom.
Yes. She cooked for them. Looks delicious.
Looks so good.
I know.
Chicken adobo, red rice.
Oh, looking good. So she wants to get to know Lauren, right? So he shares that, well, he would see himself living in the Philippines with Faith, which news for Faith.
The way he said it was just like, there's an idea where I don't go home. I just stay here somehow. Huh. All right. Bad idea, I would say.
The immigration is going to love to watch this.
It's an idea where I don't go home. Somehow I just stay here. And Faith was like, what? I thought we were going to move to the States.
Yeah, he's like, well, actually, in the States, I'm homeless. I have nothing. Don't really want to go back.
Yeah. And this is just the season of secrets, I think, because much like Brian, Faith had no idea that this was the case. She had no idea he was homeless. She had no idea that they were planning or that he was planning to stay in the Philippines. Like she wanted to go to the States.
Yes. All news for her. And again, she's worried. I think it goes when you hear someone saying, oh, I have 3 or 4 jobs, meaning, yeah, you probably work a lot because you need to make sure you make your ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't think that someone with 4 jobs is homeless.
No, I would think you're working 4 jobs so
not
that you
to
could
be home, yeah.
Right, so that you could scrape things together and have some place to live.
Yes.
If you're working 4 jobs and you're still homeless, I'd probably only work 3 jobs and be homeless. Why work the 4th job at that point?
I don't know what he's doing with his money or his life, but Lauren has a plan. He says, you know, it's so cheap in the Philippines. I can probably get an online job, like a computer job, making like $16, $17 an hour in the US, but I'll be living here in the Philippines. So I can afford things. In reality, well, okay, it's a good idea, but a computer job, like, what are you going to do? Apparently, he said, I have some IT training or I can pick up phones.
Yeah. So the troubling thing to me is that he's clearly thought this through. This is not an idea that came to him. And the fact that he's had this idea and hasn't discussed it with Faith kind of sounds to me like he's trying to use her and be able to stay in the Philippines. Because why wouldn't you share this great idea with your partner? Oh, hey, I'm going to be able to provide. I have an idea. I can work at a call center. Yeah. Or I can do something online. If that doesn't work out, I can do pest control, apparently.
I don't know how big Philippines is on pest control.
Why?
Like, I don't think in Czech, I don't think my parents ever called the pest control. They just do it themselves.
Hmm. It is quite the luxury, I guess.
Like, I've never heard of pest control until I moved to the U.S.
True. I see a spider. I got pest control on speed dial. And before you, PC, pest control number one, you're number two.
And the Philippines, unfortunately, it's not a developed country, right? Like, the Czech Republic is, and people still prefer to do it themselves. I'm sure something like pest control exists. It's just a lot of people, middle class people, they just buy a spray and they spray themselves, right? Or they get a mice trap and you just do it yourself.
Yeah.
So good way to save money. In the US, as you said, well, you just get a pest control and they do it for you.
Yeah. Well, he's got ideas. Whether they're good or not, he's got ideas.
Well, here's my thing with the pest control. Why don't you do it in the US? I think these guys make pretty good money because there is not a lot of people who want to deal with these bugs and spiders and mice.
Yeah.
Like, I think people who do pest control, I don't think they're homeless.
No, like Brandon. I think he lived with his parents. Yeah.
Yeah, but you still make your ends meet. He lives in Nevada. Nevada is not an expensive state, right? So why don't you do all these great ideas in the US? Like, if he did the pest control during the day and did the call center at night, I don't think he would be homeless.
That's a good point. He'd have to battle scorpions in Nevada, but...
True.
That's a good point. So next morning, Lauren is getting dressed and distressed. Very close, but very different meanings. Distressed and de-stressed. Anyways, nice. It's a little aha moment I had.
I'm glad it's finally you who has these.
Yeah, so he got a text and not the best news for Lauren.
Yes, apparently he's like, a couple of years ago I was partying with a friend and, you know, then we got sexual, of course we did. And no, she just messaged me, she has gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea, I knew you. I'm glad you know how to pronounce that one. I'm glad you haven't had long conversations with your doctors about gonorrhea, but yes.
Okay, this is going to sound weird, but I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. But did he say his friend has gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea of the throat.
Yes.
Which means he probably has gonorrhea of the penis. Yeah. This guy's a regular detective over here.
Well, then he explains it because he says, well, basically I have an STD. I'm like, oh. Yeah,
you could have just said that. Trying to look all smart over there, Lauren, with the big words.
So here's the issue. Faye doesn't know that he's actually not monogamous. Faye doesn't know that this whole time that he was in the US, that he was not only homeless, but he was also banging other people.
Oh, boy. Well, the season of secrets continues.
This is going to be wild. I feel bad for Faye because this guy.
This guy. All right. Speaking of this guy, new guy.
New guy who did.
New couple alert, Niles and Matilda.
Niles, 27, from Mobile, Alabama.
Put some respect on his name. Niles Valentine from Mobile, Alabama. Yeah, 27.
Alabama,
27, born and raised right here in Mobile, Alabama.
And Matilda, 23, from Ghana.
Ghana. So, Niles, very into role-playing fantasy games. You make your own rules. He loves symbiosis. Teresa, word of the day, symbiosis.
Beautiful. We learned it in bio, something about plants.
Sure. Well, he's referring to people coming together to become more than the sum of their parts. That's why he likes these games. But sure, whatever you said.
Yes. So we see him playing Dungeons and Dragons.
I would imagine.
Just going to make a hot, educated guess.
I would imagine.
Educated based on other people that we've seen all these shows doing this.
Yeah. He's with his crew. He's playing his games. He says he knew he was different when he was growing up. He couldn't get along with people. And he was eventually diagnosed with autism.
Yes. And he said that affects him, his relationships, because he's very blunt. Not everyone is down for someone being blunt. People, especially in the U.S., love sugarcoating.
Love a sugarcoat.
Love. And I'm blunt,
That's why we have
too.
So many diabetics, because we sugarcoat everything.
I'm pretty blunt too, but it comes from the fact that I am from Europe. I'm from a different country. I'm from a different background. We have different customs, right?
Sure.
You sometimes call me out on it too.
Yeah, I love a sugarcoating. I hate confrontation.
Yeah, well, I think there is a nice medium that I think I achieved over the years being with you. I still say what I feel, what I think, but I don't just bluntly say it.
Sure.
But that's what he does. He's bothered by noises and smells. He gets overstimulated. So certain things are not as easy for him. And he thought love is one of them.
And what?
That love is one of the things that are not easy for him.
Ah, yes, yes. So we
see... That was a beautiful, beautiful segue into what I'm about to say next.
I'll continue. Sorry for interrupting.
And I said, until he met Matilda.
Oh. All right. First, we see Niles at work. Still here for the most part. Still here for the most part. I love his response. He's got a catchphrase.
Yeah. And he says repetition also helps him.
Still here for the most part.
And he is an advocate for his peers.
Yes.
Which is great. I love that.
Yes. So we see him talking to his coworkers, talking about Matilda, 23, living in Ghana. They met on social media, have been dating for 2 years. And finally, in 1 week, he's going to go to Ghana to meet Matilda for the first time.
Unlike some of these other 90-dayers who are hiding things from their partners, he's been very open with Matilda. He explained to her he suffers from autism. And she accepts him for who he is, which is great.
It's great. She's got fast plans the same way Adnan's got fast plans.
Well, she's got fast plans, but Niles did too, because he couldn't wait and he proposed 5 months ago over the phone.
True.
Which for Matilda was like, oh, okay, so when you're coming, we're going to get married.
True. She ran with that timeline. She started planning the wedding for this first meeting, but Niles, smart guy, was like, I should probably get to know her before I marry her.
Good. And he's not the only one concerned, because his coworkers are concerned for him.
Well, his concern is, if I don't marry her, is she going to get upset?
Yeah.
Right? And so you tell me your feelings, because when we see them talking, I didn't sense love from her. I sensed friendship. I sensed friends with benefits, and that benefit being she may want to come to America.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, it didn't seem lovey-dovey or like a real connect. For someone they've known each other for 2 years, I didn't see a connection, really.
I mean,
and I get it can be harder for Niles to connect with people, yeah. But I'm referring strictly to her, to him.
I think because she was overdoing it. She's like, oh, baby, I'm going to treat you like a king. You're my king. You're everything. I don't know if she's overdoing it because that's really how she feels and some people are very extra.
Yeah.
Or if she's overdoing it to really, really show him that, yes, like, I love you, bring me back to the U.S. Or if she thinks that, oh, for someone with autism, he needs more.
Yeah.
We don't know a lot enough about this couple. But one thing about Niles, unlike freaking Lauren, Niles is like, I have my day job. This trip's going to be expensive. I'm doing some deliveries at night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't homeless, doing his thing, making sure he's good. Freaking Lauren with 59 jobs. Well, like, I don't understand.
Unfortunately, Faith doesn't have a bride price. Niles is trying to make that cash because there's a bride price. He doesn't know how much. He doesn't know how much he should pay for Matilda. But it is another reason he has to pump the brakes on this marriage, because he doesn't have the funds, I don't think, to pay the bride price.
Yes, plus he doesn't think he's ready. So
good.
Yeah.
You guys aren't. You guys should hang out together in person.
We'll see. He said he's been having a hard time to be truthful, which is different from his usual bluntness. And the reason is because he doesn't want to lose her. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Last, certainly not least, Wild.
Vea and Sonny.
And Rory.
Oh, of course.
So Vea is going to leave in less than a week for South Africa. She FaceTimes Sonny. He's been feeling a little neglected. She's been working more to afford the trip. Everyone's working hard for that money.
Good. We learned that she's a physical therapist.
Yes, but she's been putting in those extra hours to save up some cash. So they haven't had much time to chat. I guess they normally chat more, FaceTime more. Sonny's feeling neglected. So Sonny doesn't want to hang up. Vea needs to shower. But Sonny's like, don't leave me. Take me to the shower with you.
So it's not like, oh, she's showering and they're chatting. He's getting the full show, and so do we.
I'll take this every day over Brandon, number two on the toilet in his RV and FaceTiming that.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, sure. I'm glad at least they're doing naked video chat. I'm hoping no one's recording this.
Well, TLC was.
Oh, that's true.
So, secrets, season of secrets. We learned Sonny's parents don't know that Vea is coming.
No, and Sonny's definitely bending the rules whatever he can, because when she comes, he's going to stay in the hotel with her so they can have some fun.
So, we know Rory's coming.
Yeah.
We know Sonny's going to stay in the hotel with Vea. I would imagine Rory's getting his own hotel room.
Oh, he better.
I would hope. Is Vea paying for that hotel room? Imagine bringing your ex with you, but making him pay his own way. Maybe that's why she has to work extra hours.
I was going to say, maybe. But Vea kind of explains that Sonny is not a typical Muslim. He drinks, he loves to go clubbing, and he can't wait to have some sweet, sweet, sexy time with her.
Yeah, and she's not going to convert. So
no, and he doesn't want her to. He said, I would ask you just because, but I don't expect you to.
Yes, yes. So new day, what in the purple kitchen is going on here? This must be Vea's house, I guess.
I would think so.
I didn't realize how much she loves purple. She was wearing purple. Dog cage was purple. Her cabinets were purple.
I missed that.
You missed the purple?
Yeah.
I wish I missed the purple. It was troubling. But today, Vea needs to drop off her dog at the dog sitter.
Yes. And Rory's coming. It seems like he doesn't live in Orlando. Maybe he doesn't even live in Florida.
Maybe not. He seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
From the quick meeting, he seems, like a normal guy. No red flags, except for the fact that he was kind of trolling Sonny on social media.
Yeah, we learned a little more, but let's drop off the dog first. This dog is living like the queen or the king that the dog is, because this was a little demanding. I get that you're paying this guy to watch your chihuahua, but you need to put a sunscreen on the dog before you go out. If you have friends over, diaper. Please put a diaper on the dog.
Bottled water only. And favorite snack of Zyra the dog's, cucumbers.
Well, I mean, good for the dog, just trying to keep the figure.
Good for the dog.
You live in Florida.
Good for the dog. Bad for the dog sitter. This is absurd.
How do you put a sunscreen on a hairy dog?
I don't know, spray? I guess maybe. Sunscreen spray?
Yes.
This is ridiculous.
It's a chihuahua. I feel like if you own a dog that you like really groom like this.
A show dog.
Yeah.
Or a racing dog.
Well, any dog can be a show dog. But if you
get a show I'd want to watch.
If you get a chihuahua or the Yorkies or like these little dogs that you can put clothes on and hairpins and outfits or whatever you think, I think those people do put sunscreen and makeup on dogs.
So here's what I'll say. Dog, semi-swell. Owner, not swell.
The dog is only semi-swell because of what the owner's doing to the dog.
Dog could be swell?
It could be swell if it dropped all the pink and purple. I did see it on the dog.
Such a high-maintenance dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just let it run with the other dogs for a little bit and see if he really needs the sunscreen.
Yeah. I mean, the bottled water for sure. but, yes. All right. So, Vea and Rory go for coffee after dropping the dog off. And this is where we get the full story. Because Rory asks, oh, how are you doing? Has your family come and visited you since you moved? And Vea's like, no, my mom's homeless again. So, we know she's had a tough upbringing. We know she's had a tough life. I don't think we know or knew how tough.
Yeah, I think we do to a certain extent. But we learned that Rory was there for her during most of these hard times because she was very close with her brother who got shot and killed by the law enforcement.
Yeah, I guess he, yeah, cops.
Yeah, she
him,
didn't really elaborate on it, so who knows?
Yeah.
And then when this happened, she was actually pregnant with Rory.
Mm-hmm.
I am gonna assume because of all the stress and everything, she lost the baby. And she says, this could have gone two ways. Either make us stronger or destroy us. And it did. But we stayed friends.
Yeah, they were coping differently. And that's what broke them apart.
Let me just add. That is not a clean break in a way that he might still have feelings for her. It's not like, oh, totally. we grew apart or like, oh, like I see you more as a friend or, you know, blah, blah, blah. There can be clean breaks, I guess. This was based on a tragedy that they didn't know how to deal with. Now it's been a few years. He still must have some feelings for her. Otherwise, why would he be doing this?
And maybe vice versa.
Yeah.
But you're 100% right. They've shared in some real tragedy.
Yeah.
Together, they have a backstory. Yeah. It's going to get messy. It was going to get messy before, but even more so maybe now. And they start talking about the trip, and Rory asks if Sonny knows that he's coming. Of course he does not. And Vea's like, well, I want to tell him in person. I'll be able to read his vibes and I can kind of adapt and tell him in person. It'll go smoother.
Rory's concerned that Sonny doesn't know he's coming.
Of course. Who wouldn't be? It's like, hello, surprise, I'm here, the ex.
It's not even like, oh, I'm a friend. No, it's like, I'm the ex that went through a lot with her. We had a baby on the way, but something bad happened and now here I am.
Yeah. Wow. All right. What an episode. What a season so far.
Oof.
Loving it. Hope you guys are too. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on The Other Way on that season, join us on Patreon. Join us on Supercast. Married to Reality. Supercast.com. Patreon.com/MarriedToReality. Also, follow us on Instagram @MarriedToRealityPod. Make sure you're following the podcast. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the previews because things are going to get even wilder if it's possible.
Even wilder. And if you haven't left the review, please do. If you leave a 5-star review, if you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it. I've said it all. Sure have. You've made up a few words.
I mean, I like to keep it interesting.
Sure do. Keep us on our toes. All right. That is it. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.